With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. As students return to Columbia University, where pro-Hamas protests occurred last year, authorities are bracing for new disruptions.
Administrators say they are seeking to de-escalate tensions while circulating new guidance on protests. But student organizers say they will not be deterred by the new rules and will continue their activism until their demands are met. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, have accused the university of being too lenient with the student protesters. A spokesperson for Columbia says they're prepared for a range of scenarios. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials say a man suspected of killing four people aboard a Chicago-area transit train shot them at close range while they slept. Police say a 30-year-old Ronnie S. Davis of Chicago has been charged with first-degree murder. Also at SRNnews.com, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are heading into the final stretch in the 2024 election race for the Senate majority.
What had been strong momentum by Republicans was, at least temporarily, interrupted by a bump in enthusiasm for Democrats following their party's recent convention and the nomination of Kamala Harris for president. Still, real-time election data tracker Decision Desk HQ gives the GOP a 70% chance of regaining the Senate majority. A key factor in Montana will be by how large a margin Donald Trump can prevail over Kamala Harris. The bigger Trump's margin, analysts say, the better the chances for GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. Wagner reporting.
California home insurance rates are going through the roof. State regulators have given Allstate the green light for the largest rate increase in the state of any major insurer since 2021. Homeowners will soon see a 34% average increase. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham preparing for another trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach at a gospel festival in Italy on September 14th. The Piazza del Plebiscito in Naples will be the venue for the event, and Graham will be joined by local church leaders and Christian music stars. Graham does some globetrotting every year, and 2024 has been no exception. He's already staged gospel festivals in Mexico, Poland, and the United Kingdom this year. He will be in Vietnam in December. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted an admissions policy that bars males from enrolling in the women-only school. The decision makes the private liberal arts school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges, most of whom have embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar officials say their decision stems from the will of its founder, who died in 1900. The school says the document requires it to be a place of girls and young women. This is SRN News. It was a weak start to the week on Wall Street.
U.S. stocks tumbled Tuesday to their worst day since early August after a new report raised worries about the economy's health. The S&P 500 slumped 2.1%, the Dow dropped 1.5% from its record set before Monday's Labor Day holiday, and the NASDAQ fell 3.3%. Big tech stocks led the way lower. Nvidia fell 9.5%. Treasury yields also fell after a report showed U.S. manufacturing shrank again in August. This is Alex Vega.
Police in a small northwest Louisiana city say an 11-year-old boy has confessed to shooting and killing two family members. 82-year-old former Minden City Councilman and interim mayor Joe Cornelius Sr. and his 31-year-old daughter Keisha Miles died in the shooting. The 11-year-old has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Neighbors told KSLA they heard the boy and Cornelius arguing about credit card charges for video games. More details at SRNnews.com.